there are some challenges apparently for our region's iconic Steam Ranger Heritage Railway. Flooding interstate has caused supply issues for coal, the Cockle Train's fuel, a series of bridges along the line need repair in the coming years, and the railway requires funding to keep its line operating from Mount Barker to Victor Harbour. So I thought we'd get on Glenn Liebelt, their Assistant Customer Service Manager, who's on the line with me now. Hi there, Glenn.
Morning, Jenny.
So quite a few things you guys are working on at the moment.
Yeah, apart from trying to keep the track in order, yes, that's what we're trying to do, keep trains running around the place for everybody to reminisce about the history.
Yeah, so you rely on coal for the most part, but it's been a bit different in the past few weeks.
Sadly, over in New South Wales, where we actually get our coal from, the mines have filled up with water. So the coal, you could say, has been pre-washed of sorts, but not the best way of doing it. The coal mines are filled up with water and, there's no way we can get the coal out. Well, they can't get the coal out for us anyway.
So what does that mean for the steam train?
What coal reserves we did have, we've actually had to cancel a few steam trips that we've had organised. The main trip from Mount Barker to Victor Harbour on the Southern Encounter, we're still running that trip, as well as at the end of this month, we're running a ghost train, and that's still going to be steam as well.
A what train?
A ghost train.
A ghost train.
Well, Halloween's at the end of the month, so we have a ghost train at the end of the month.
Yeah. Tell us more about that. What's planned for that?
Oh, well, we travel from Mount Barker to Strathalbyn.
Mm-hmm.
And while we're at Strath, you see a couple of movies. One for the children, Hotel Transylvania, whereas the adults get to see A Quiet Place. So there's two different options there. There's a first-class option, which has got a quiet place, and for the children, it's Hotel Transylvania. Well, families, that sort of thing. It's not so scary. and then make the way home. But also, from Strathalbyn, we've got to go down to Goolwa to water the engine and turn it and all that sort of stuff. So we're also offering locals, if they want to hop onto the train, there is a cost because we've got to pay for things like coal. Mm. The small coal reserves that we do have of it, we travel down to Goolwa by train and do a twilight trip, which is quite fun too. So not as scary. No,
right.
There's no scary bits of it.
So you're having to haul some of your trains, your Cockle train, by diesel locomotives. Is that a bit of a challenge?
It's a bit different, but the important thing is, looking out the window, it's the same view. Whether it's a steam engine or a diesel or even a rail car, no matter what you're looking at outside the window, it's the same view. It just happens to have a diesel up the front pulling the train instead of the steam engine, which is, yes, it would be nice to have that, but with the water in the mines, there's no way you can get the coal.
Oh, that's really challenging. And I mean, I suppose we're kind of trying to divest ourselves of coal these days with climate change and the environment. Is that something that you'll have to consider into the future, the Steam Ranger?
Yeah, a lot of the younger members, so what's going to happen when we don't have the coal available? Long power cords to run an electric train or something like that. We don't know what's going to happen, whether we're allowed to keep using coal or whatever, but that's something we have to look at in the future.
Yeah.
Well, not so far away, actually, in the next 5 years.
Right. I mean, this, as well as the steam boats, there's a lot of history, isn't there? Tell us a bit about the history of the steam train.
Well, the Cockle train part of it, which is the oldest railway in Australia that runs from Goolwa to Port Elliot, used to have the paddle boats come down, and all the food and passengers and whatever used to hop onto the train, go down to Port Elliot, go onto the steamships that used to run around to Port Adelaide so they could get into the city. All the produce came in that way, so they were able to feed the city as well. So that part of it was important for the state itself just to develop. food was something that everybody needed. That
oh, yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. So after a few ships decided to sink in the harbour of Port Elliot, they extended the track down to Victor Harbour. It was a safer place for them to load up. But then they extended the track up to Strathalbyn, and then eventually when the railway line went from Adelaide to Melbourne, they extended the track down to Mount Barker and Mount Barker Junction, connect up with the main line, instead of going the other direction. But as in from Victor Harbour or around the coast that way, they decided to go inland because that's where all the farming land is.
I see. And because it is so old, I hear there's a series of bridges along the line needing repair in the next few years, and there's a call as well for a bit more funding to keep it operating.
Yeah, the bridges, unfortunately, they're beautiful. The viaducts, photographs are taken all the time along those particular bridges. They're beautiful. The tallest one is 26 metres above ground, which is the Currency Creek. And they're getting old. They're over 100 years old, sadly. But the infrastructure in it is way beyond our means. We're not struggling to keep up with what we're doing, but we're on toe of what we're doing. But the bridges themselves are the one big assets that we're just scratching their heads trying to work out how we're going to keep them upright. That might be it's not as dangerous as it sounds now, but in a few years' time, they could the whole thing could collapse. Not
right.
saying that it will, but
right. So you just
we don't know. That's the problem.
Keen for
you
a bit
don't
of
know what to do.
Keen for a bit of support from the government on that.
Yeah, let alone support and hold the bridges up, yeah.
And just before you go, Glenn Liebelt, we're talking about the Steam Ranger, but also you've got another hat, the Littlehampton Community Association, and you've got a session coming up for people keen to vote in the upcoming council elections in Mount Barker and want to know a little bit more about the candidates.
The council forum is going to be held at the Littlehampton Peace Memorial Hall. The all four candidates for the North Ward, that's Simon Westwood, Harry Seeger, Susan Hamilton, and Jessica Swaller. Oh, always get stuck on that last name.
Jessica S. Jessica
S. Plus the two mayoral candidates as well, David Leach and Anne Ferguson. So they're going to be there for the night. So the idea is that people send in their questions so we don't have it still going to be an open forum set up, but we just don't want it to become a bun fight or anything like that. No fun in that. So we just wanted to be a nice formal evening where people can ask questions our potential candidates.
Oh, great. So that's Thursday evening and people can send in their questions to the Littlehampton Community Association in the lead up. What time's the session on Thursday, Glenn?
7:30 is when it starts. They're in the hall, which is a very busy hall. They've always got something happening. They've got a dance session on at 7 o'clock. So entry is somewhere between 7 and 7:30, and this one will be starting somewhere around there.
All right. Great. It is news time, so we've got to leave it there. But thanks so much for joining me this morning, Glenn.
Not a problem. See you later.